Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Hello, and welcome to the first co-op episode of Game Corner. I'm joined today by some wonderful co-hosts. We have, let's just say that if not the fluffiest thing in the known universe, at least the fluffiest Whimsicott. How are you doing today?
I am doing so great, especially since I don't have to compete against the other co-host.
And we'll introduce it. Her teammate for this episode is the man, the myth, the legend, the enigma, the R Sigma. How are you doing today?
It is a 60 degree January day in Cleveland, so it is great.
It's very cold. I don't want to go outside. Utah is a wonderful place to live some of the time, and then there are other 6 months of the year. With that, I do want to go over the two games that we will be playing today. Our co-hosts will be cooperating to try to beat set scores that I have for the two games. Now, normally, the second game that we'll be playing, Countdown, is just a competitive game, but we're going to give it a bit of a spin. The two games we're going to have are Pokemon 15 Questions, a classic Who's That Pokemon, and then a bit of a trivia ladder with Countdown. Our teams will try to get a total number of points that will go over each game, and if they can win both, they are champions. If they can win one, well, they are finalists, and if they can't win any, well, I guess that just makes them Hop, and no one wants to be Hop.
Sick burn. It's better than Hop.
So, with that, we will kick it over to our wonderful rules man, who will go over Pokemon 15 Questions.
A classic, back for more, it's Pokemon 15 Questions. Both players must work together to figure out which Pokemon has been selected by our Game Master. The players must alternate asking yes or no questions, up to a total of 15 questions. The contestants cannot ask about the name, dex number, generation, or specific title that Pokemon appears in. The players must phrase their question about the identity of the Pokemon as one of their 15 questions.
Okay, and thank you, Mr. Rules Man. So, with this, we have three Pokemon for them today. Their total goal is to get, basically, each of them in 10. They have, if they can get all three Pokemon within a total of 31 questions, that will beat the challenge. Now, they can go high on one, low on another, but their goal is 31. It's a bit of a tight ask.
Yes, it is.
that is tight, yes.
It is tight, but with two of you putting your brains together, I'm sure you will do just fine. All right, the first Pokemon is up. Whimsicott, I will give you the chance to answer or ask the first question.
My first question is going to be, does this Pokemon evolve?
Yes, this Pokemon does evolve.
All right. Does this Pokemon share one of its typings with an Eeveelution or Eevee?
Yes.
Okay.
My question is, has this Pokemon evolved?
No.
Cool.
Is this Pokemon dual-typed?
Yes. So, a quick little review here. We have a dual-typed first of two that can evolve and shares a type with an Eeveelution. Those are the first four questions that we've got going.
does this Pokemon also share its second typing with an evolution or Eevee?
No.
Okay. Does this Pokemon have an immunity based on a typing?
No.
Ooh, that's actually a big one.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's not fairy, it's not steel, it's not ground, it's not flying, it's not dark, right? And it's not normal or ghost.
Fire, water, electric, psychic, grass, ice is one of the typings. And not both of the typings.
Yes. The problem is with it being... Okay, so, it's my question, right?
Yep.
Does this Pokemon look like a mammal?
No.
All right, let's see. Is this Pokemon weak to fire?
No.
Okay. I'm not getting a clear mental picture of this boy. So, should we... is this Pokemon catchable or obtainable in the region of Galar at the present time?
I was going to say, that's a really weird one to answer, but the answer is yes. At the present, you can catch this Pokemon.
All right.
Okay.
It's weird because Galar's getting a patch. It's not necessarily weird for other reasons.
Hence the at the present time.
Yeah. All right. So this is...
So it's... Let's recap. It's fire, psychic, water, grass, or electric. Yes?
It has one of those types, yeah. And if it's ice or grass, it has a typing that gives it resistance to fire.
Yes. There is...
It's also not mammalian, and it's dual-typed.
And one of those types is not an evolution type.
Exactly.
And one of those types is not the types we listed, yeah. But it still doesn't have an immunity based on its typing. So that's cool.
Exactly.
And it's a dual-typed low-stage Pokemon.
Should we figure out... Exactly. Should we figure out if it's a two-stage or a three-stage evolution? I feel like...
You did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. You asked if it evolved and you asked if it had evolved, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But Linian already gave it away that it was not a so.
Whoops. I did not think my own logic through there for a second. So
so we know it's a two-stage Pokemon and it's dual type first stage.
And Seth can blame Linian if we win.
Yeah.
A lot of the two-stage Pokemon I'm thinking about are dark types, which means they don't have the
immunity clause.
Yeah, they have an immunity, so they're not legit. Lantern's out of the picture. Poor Lantern.
Cradily is not catchable in Galar.
Let's lower it down a bit. And
yes.
I'm going to ask half of the first set of evolutions and see if it's the fire, water, electric core. Or fire, water, electric. So,
yes, it is. One of its types are fire, water, or grass, yes. Not fire, water, grass. Fire, water, electric. Blech.
Okay.
I knew what I meant.
Fire, water, electric. Good thing is, not many electric types that are dual type.
All right, that is your 10th question.
Our two stages, mostly.
If it's a lizard, it could be like Helioptile or Salandit?
No, it's immune to ghost.
Oh, yeah, it can't be the... Okay, so it could be Salandit still.
Can't be Helioptile because you included the Eevee in the evolution questions.
Also, it's immune to something. So...
Oh, right.
It could be Salandit.
Salandit is an option. There are a lot of water types.
Yeah, like Marini is an option.
Frillish is out.
Frillish is out because it's ghost type. Marini, Salandit, I'm seeing...
Do we want to ask if it's a poison type?
Yeah. Is it my question? Is it a poison type?
It is not a poison type.
Okay.
Okay, so good. That got rid of a couple things we were thinking of.
Yes.
All right. I still can't think of anything electric that is dual type two stages.
No, not in Galar.
Well, because Galar has nothing electric type.
Yeah, pretty much.
I could pull up my little soapbox here, but let's not. Got four more questions to get the answer.
Okay. Should we find out if it's a water or a fire type? I think our problem is... So, the other types...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's...
It could be... Is not steel... Is not ground... Is not dark. Dark is an evolution. It's not stealing ground. It's not ghost.
Could be flying. Could oh no,
no,
can't be
it
flying.
Couldn't be flying.
Can't be flying.
Can't be flying.
It can be dragon.
Could be dragon.
It could be fighting.
I don't think there are water or fire dragons that can evolve. Are there?
Water, not that can evolve. Things evolve into water dragons.
Exactly. Oh.
Fire dragons, I can't think of any that are using two stages.
No, they're two one stages.
So we have fighting type that would also fit the bill, and bug type.
There's no firefighting types in this game because I think they're all starters and they're all evolutions.
bug type?
Bug type is an option. Bug type is two options.
Wait. But he said it's not weak to fire, right?
Yeah, but water bug and fire bug both are neutral. So
it has to be either Volcarona or...
Well, no. Scyllis is the little tapeworm thing.
What tapeworm thing? Okay, Sizzlipede, Volcarona, or Araquanid, right?
No.
Volcarona is not in.
Masquerain? Is Masquerain in this game?
Masquerain is flying, so it is immune to ground.
Yeah, but it's an evolved form is a water
type.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. So we have three questions left, yes?
Yes.
So do we ask Bug?
I think we do, but honestly, like, we can't think of anything that isn't a bug, so maybe we should ask Fire Water. What do you think?
It could be a rock type, or no. Can it be a rock type?
Water rock? I can't think of any water rock.
Because Tootle is not a rock type, and fossils are not in this game, so.
Exactly. And Fire Rock? No, that's the three stage.
That's a three stage, and the first one isn't a fire rock.
Yeah, so I'm 90% sure it's bug. So maybe we go with that assumption and we ask how do we narrow it down with just one question? That's not just why were you saying that it can't be Araquanid?
Could we find it? No, it could be. It could be Dewpider.
Exactly. So
but it also could be Surskit, I think. Assuming Surskit. I don't know if Surskit's in this game.
It's not. It's not in the Galar decks. I'll give you that.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So we could ask if it's an Alola.
If it's catchable.
Or we could ask if it's a gym leader's ace Pokemon.
Is it? It's your question, right?
Okay. So is this Pokemon a gym leader's ace Pokemon?
Okay. I'm gonna give you the is this Pokemon line a gym leader's ace because that's what you meant.
That's what I meant.
Yes. And the answer is yes.
Okay. So I think we're sure it's that then.
You mean you're sure it's a Sizzlipede?
Right? I mean, it's a gym leader's ace Pokemon found in Alola.
Alola? Wait, what?
Or not Alola, found in Galar.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And Volcarona belonged to a champion, not a gym leader. So, okay, I'm gonna...
Also, it's not in Galar currently.
Oh, that's right! Okay, so is this Pokemon Sizzlipede?
Yes, it is Sizzlipede.
Oh,
yeah, it's Sizzlipede.
That was hard. Okay.
Little tapeworm.
All right. You got that on the 15th.
Oh.
Right at the gate. Sorry, the 14th. I can't count.
I think it has to be the 15th because I asked the first question.
Yes, I can count. Okay, good. Bad for you, but good. So with that, we'll move on to the second Pokemon. As Whimsicott was given the first opportunity to lead off, we're going to move that over to Sig.
Can I hatch this Pokemon out of an egg?
No.
Cool.
Is this Pokemon dual-typed?
No.
Ooh.
That helps.
Does this Pokemon have an immunity based on typing?
Yes.
So that's not a lot of types.
Okay, that is actually very informative.
Okay, so you can't hatch it out of eggs, so it's either evolved or a legendary or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It has a single type, and this... That type has to be either ground, fairy, dark, steel, flying. Is that it?
Normal, ghost.
Normal or ghost. I always forget those. Okay, so we have seven types to work with. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So psychic, fairy, and dark are evolution types, right?
Psychic is not in there, so it's only Fairy Dark.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
And Normal, if you want to include Eevee.
Do you want to split it down the middle?
Maybe?
Okay, so does this Pokemon share a type with an evolution or Eevee?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well that cuts us down to three.
Yeah, it's like Dark Fairy or Normal, single type.
Dark Fairy Normal. All right.
Doesn't come out of an egg. Okay, your question.
Is this an evolved Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay, so an evolved...
That is your fifth question, zooming along here. At least I thought you were, now no one's talking.
Should we... No, sorry, I'm just trying to formulate a useful question. Like, I think we should...
Do we want to cut the Pokemon pool in half by asking if it's in Galar again?
We might as well. Is this Pokemon obtainable in Galar at the present time?
Yes.
That helps a lot, actually.
Right.
Because it cuts out a lot of things.
Oh, I know one. Is this Pokemon weak to fighting?
No.
Okay, so it's a Mono Fairy.
Perfect. It's probably like either Aromatisse.
Could be an Alcremie.
Aromatisse, Alcremie, Slurpuff, because Florges isn't here. And Sylveon technically counts.
Sylveon is technically an option.
Yes.
So that's three Pokemon from Kalos and one from this one.
Yeah.
You're missing two.
I know. We're thinking still.
We are missing... wait. Is so actually...
I'm trying to think of what I find in the fairy dens all the time. Oh, there's Clefable and Clefairy.
Yes. Clefable.
I don't know if those were both of what he was talking about. That might be the three.
They were.
Okay.
Okay.
I was also thinking Togetic, and then I realized it's not fairy flying. It's fairy flying, fairy flying.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so we have essentially three, four, five options, and two of them are in the same line. And Clefairy was catchable in Kalos, yes?
We could ask if it evolves with an item.
Ooh.
Oh, no, because that gets four of them.
Yeah, exactly. So two of them evolve by trade.
Two of them evolve by happiness.
Wait.
Well, get evolved into by happiness.
Yeah, that's a mess. They're all pink, so that doesn't help.
You could ask if they're food. That gets rid of two of them. Or that's two of them.
That gets rid of three of them, actually, if it's not, and gets rid of two of them. Actually, you know what? That's a good question. It's my turn?
Yep.
Okay, is this Pokemon based on a food item?
You could probably eat this Pokemon, yes.
Okay, so it's Slurpuff or Creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Are we punished if we guess the wrong one?
Yes.
Normally, it's a loss, but I don't think that's fun when you're on a score attack, so no.
Also, it's like a 50-50, and yeah. So, okay, it doesn't... We don't really have anything pointing from one or the other, so let's just guess Slurpuff.
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
it's a 50-50.
Yep. So with that, you guys have a total of, if I can do the math, 22 going into this last one.
Mm. We need to ace the next one.
You do. But if you get it in the same rate that you got Slurpuff, you're done.
That's true.
Let's try.
Slurpuff went well. Though, to be fair, Monotype helps a lot.
Yes.
Well, Whimsicott, you led initially, so you will lead on this third question.
Okay. I have to make it a really good one. You know what? I'm gonna throw it out there because it actually cuts out a lot of stuff. So, is this Pokemon normal, water, or flying type?
Yes.
Hmm.
Ooh. Does this Pokemon have an immunity based on its type?
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't rule out water, but it gives us a...
I might have other types.
Yeah, that's what I said. It doesn't rule it out, but yeah.
Okay, so is this Pokemon dual-typed?
No.
Okay, never mind. It rules out water. Bye.
Oh my god, we are so lucky. Okay.
Also, mostly gets rid of flying, too.
Mostly, there's like three things it could be.
Right.
So...
That was like three questions.
Okay. So, should we rule out the flying type?
I don't know if it's worth it.
I don't even think it's worth it. Yeah. Okay. Sigma, go.
Okay, I'm trying. Is this an evolved Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay. There, that got rid of two of the flying types.
There's now only one.
It can be Corvisquire.
Yes, it can only be Corvisquire. Amazing. Okay, so I want to go for the Galar question again, but there are so few pure normal types in Galar that I don't think it's worth it.
It is either. Asking if it's a rodent is more worth it.
Honestly, yes. Okay, so pure normal type, probably, that has evolved.
You guys are four questions in.
So I think with it being normal type, it's worth asking if it's like a two-stage evolution. Do you think so, Sigma?
It also gets rid of Corvisquire.
It does.
Poor Corvisquire. I wanted him to sit there for a while, but it might. It's probably worth getting rid of Chansey.
I'm thinking like
Loudred, a couple other things.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so is this from a two-stage evolutionary line?
Currently, who knows what the expansion packs are going to bring?
Okay, so we have.
That makes me want to think it's a Linoon.
So we have the rodents, Persian.
Oh, that wasn't that was just me making a goof. That wasn't me actually thinking. Okay.
Don't worry.
Like,
don't
no,
worry.
I did not really think that you thought they were going to add an Obstagoon that is not a Galarian.
Oh, no, that's not even what I meant.
Oh.
I don't think this is actually going to get a regional evolution. I just think that it's a funny thing that we could be in.
So we have rodents and cats.
Pretty much, because we have, Raticate, Persian, Delcatty.
Perugly? Perugly is an option.
Gee, I would have forgotten that.
Most people do, including Game Freak.
Okay, that's five questions you got.
We have three cats.
And multiple, we have a lot more rodents, but I'm going to ask if it's a cat. Is this Pokemon a cat?
It is not a cat.
Okay, cool. That gets rid of three.
So what do we have left currently? We have Raticate.
We have Zigzag. We have Linoon.
Linoon.
I should clarify two things. If a Pokemon has a regional form, I will answer differently. I will pick the regional form, essentially. If you ask if it's a dual type.
So you're saying it's not Linoon and it's not Rattata. Okay.
Yeah, I would because that if you had asked if they're dark type, I would have said a form is dark type or something to that effect.
Okay,
but probably I just would have re-rolled the thing until there was a non-ambiguous situation.
Okay.
I am a merciful god.
What's left?
Frit, Mincino, Watchog, everyone's favorite Watchog.
Oh gosh, Watchog. Yeah, Frit, Mincino, Watchog. Is there anything else?
Because Bibarel's not an option. Poor Bibarel.
Yeah.
We had the Alolan one that I.
Oh, yeah, Gumshoes.
Yes, that's his name.
So, I'm sorry, I can't focus. Gumshoes, Mincino, Sigma, help, I've lost them.
I'm sure there's other ones we're forgetting too, but...
Gumshoes, Mincino, Watchog...
Licky is an option.
Licky is an option, I can't believe that.
You think I would willingly let that thing onto my show?
No, I don't.
Technically, it is an answer, but my hatred for that line is so well known.
So we're going to go with it's not Licky Licky.
I guess.
We're gonna pray
Seth
he's not.
Seth is going to hate us.
Lopunny's an option, too, I suppose.
Oh, gosh.
Which
yes.
is also a stupid rodent, so not helping.
I think they're all rodents at this point, except Licky Licky. Dang. Actually, Gumshoes isn't a rodent.
I don't know where I'm... No, it's a Mustelid. Yeah.
Yeah, and so is Watchog, actually.
Yep. Actually, are rabbits rodents?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yes, they are.
I'm Googling this.
You don't trust me.
I trust you? I'm just...
We can ask if it has a long body.
No. They're lagomorphs. They're not rodentia at all.
What?
I assumed they were rodents.
Well, today I learned.
I knew they were a lagomorph, but I didn't know if that was the same hierarchy as a... Yeah, no, they're not part of rodentia at all. Lagomorpha.
We could ask if they have stripes to get rid of Burrit and Watchog.
Yeah, I mean, but then Gumshoes has one long stripe.
That's not a plural.
Okay. I assume it's my turn because I've been taking forever.
Yes.
Does it have stripes?
No.
Okay, cool. That gets rid of those two.
Three. No, two. Right.
We could...
So we're technically left with Gumshoes, Lopunny, and Licky Licky, and Minccino. So Minccino doesn't evolve by level up. Licky Licky.
Neither does Lopunny, though. It evolves through happiness.
Oh, that's right.
We could ask that. Does it evolve through level up? Yeah, let's ask that. Does it evolve through leveling?
No.
Okay, cool.
I mean, yes, black. What? No. It doesn't evolve through a weird thing. It evolves at a normal...
By leveling up.
Yep.
Its level is its soul. Well, possibly time of day.
Does that only leave Gumshoes? I think it does.
I think it only evolves during the day, too.
Well, you have to ask it this time if you want to get it, if you want to win this.
I'd be down for asking Gumshoes.
Okay. Is it Gumshoes?
It is not Gumshoes.
All right, so there's something we missed.
You've got two more What am I saying? You've got like six more questions.
All right, so what other normal types did we miss? Because I'm sure there were some of them in Gen 1.
There may be some in Gen 1.
Not that many, though.
There's Snorlax, but that's a cat.
But it... Oh, because...
I would have called that a bear.
I never know what it is. It's a cat bear.
It's a panda. It's a panda.
Okay, so there's Snorlax. It doesn't have stripes, so we're good there.
Yeah.
Gen 2, I think, was all, like, single stages for their normals, like Stantler.
Yeah, it didn't really. Yeah.
Let's see. Gen 3,
Nope.
Like, Castworm was a single.
You could ask, at this point, I would start asking for things that would start cutting... regions or maybe things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sigma.
Yeah.
I think it's your turn.
What do you think we should ask? Is it in Galar? Is that something we... Yeah, probably. Yeah, is it in Galar?
No, it is not currently in Galar.
Ooh.
Oh, also we had Greedent, but that's gone now. And Double, and that's gone now. So cool.
I forgot about both of them.
We don't have Snorlax then.
Yeah, Snorlax is gone now.
It's not Minccino. It's not Lopunny. It's not... Well, it could be Watchog, actually. It could be Watchog still, I think.
Watchog has stripes.
Oh, that's right. It has stripes.
He has lots of stripes. Lots of stripes.
Oh, dang.
I can tell you now there are at least two you've missed. Probably more.
Oh, gosh. We thought we were doing so well. We thought we were doing so well. I can't even. Normal types.
Yeah, there's two that you've missed.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, Ursaring.
Oh.
Huh?
Ursaring. Yeah. Is one of them.
Okay.
I think at this point you can just ask if it is Ursaring, Sigma.
Yeah, is it Ursaring?
It is Ursaring.
Oh, thank goodness.
That forgettable
The one. Other one that you were forgetting was Ambipom.
Oh, right.
That has a special evolution method.
Oh, yeah. Right, Double Hit. I forgot that. Yeah.
It's okay, we forgot him. He wasn't in our pool.
Yeah. So, yes. Missing it just barely. You still have a chance to not be Hop. So, we will move over into Countdown after the rules guy gives us the lowdown on how we're going to play it.
It's time for Countdown. Each player will be given a series of Pokémon. Clues will be given to the contestants in the form of moves, abilities, or other signifying information from least to most specific. Each time the contestant is given a hint, they may make a single guess before receiving their next clue. The more clues are given, the fewer points are awarded on the correct answer. As per usual, highest point total at the end of the game wins.
And thank you, Mr. Rulesman. So there is a bit of a modification from that bumper there. They are not competing against each other, but rather they are competing to try to beat a score. They need to earn a total of at least, well, let's say 18 points, which means they need to average about 6. So, The first one, the first hint of our 3 countdowns is, for 10 points, pluck.
Okay.
I think we can just throw any bird out there, like Trumbeak.
Exactly. Yeah, sure.
It's not Trumbeak, but cool. Stomp.
Oh. Dodrio.
No, it is not Dodrio. All right. For 8 points, has not evolved.
So I feel like Dracozolt is something that has all of these. So
it is Linian. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Dracozolt. The next one was Draco Meteor. Okay. Which I feel
wouldn't have helped much because you don't think about that with Dracozolt.
No.
But it would have told you it's a dragon type more than
this
anything.
This is true.
The 1 point hint is basically a gimme. This one was, of course, Mix-a-Lot. you'd have had to have gotten through Boltbeak, though, and still not had it.
Yeah, that would have been a bit
50-50, despite the dragon being known.
No, because Boltbeak is on the electric halves, not the dragon half.
Oh, yeah, that's...
The other one is ice type.
That's true.
Yep. All righty. So, that one was earned very quickly. You've gotten yourselves 8 points here. Number 10. For 10 points, we have Sniper.
So, there's a Pokemon, I think.
Yes. The Pokemon Gun, Inteleon.
It is not Inteleon. For 9, Focus Energy.
Okay, so it sounds like something in the Kingdra line. So, Kingdra.
No. 8, Gunk Shot.
Honestly, that sounds like Octillery to me.
Okay, yeah.
Wow, nailing it. Octillery.
Good.
The 1 point hint, just for curiosity's sake, was no Octolock. And now we have one that you guys are doing very, very well. In fact, you just need to not get all the way to the bottom on this one to win. Oh, boy. So, with this last one, we had a longer middle game. I don't feel too bad about this, but this one might be the most difficult, because we're starting with 10 points for Gust.
Wow. You know what? You know what? I want to say it's Bird Jesus.
Go right ahead.
Pidgeot.
It is not Pidgeot.
Dang.
The second one, Tailwind.
Is it freaking Whimsicott? I swear, is it Whimsicott?
It is not Whimsicott.
Okay.
All right. 8. For 8 points, Silver Powder.
Oh, it's a bug.
Okay. Bug is it... flying.
Probably. No, Silver Powder is the item that boosts bug attacks.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking Butterfree.
Yes, wow.
Woo!
That is a held item that it can get.
Yes. I think it's one of, like, only a handful. My bias wanted to say Venomoth, but I was pretty sure it was.
The 1 point hint was G-Max Befuddle.
Mm. Nice.
The 2 point hint was level 10. Confusion was down the list. It was going to be great. But wow, you guys completely crushed that one.
We don't get a doggo.
What?
We do not get a doggo. That would be the consolation prize for being Hop. Spoilers.
No, you're at least a league challenger, and you know what? You guys did so well in that one. We'll even make sure you're not the ghost type to frustrate everyone with G-Max Meowth. All right. With a record of 1-1, Whimsicott and R Sigma finish out the first round of Game Corner's co-op mode. That is all that you're going to get for these wonderful games this month. But next month, we are going to have a wonderful another Versus match. And coming up soon, we will have our first episode of Game Corner Classic, available to all patrons at the $5 or greater tier. All you'll have to do is, when it comes time, I will put a little note in the Patreon chat with the recording time, and we will do either a raffle or first come, first serve, depends on how many people can make the recording time. You will be paired up with one of the hosts or co-hosts and put against another one in a different set of games, and we'll go from there. You can follow us on the main feed. You can catch us on Patreon. Google us. We're on so many things. I think there's an Instagram. Facebook and Twitter are the big ones. Come hang with us on Discord. You can occasionally see Whimsicott pop in and see Sigma post about, I don't know, Bionicle something?
I'm not the one who does that. That's Osh and Shamu. I refuse.
Join in.
I post
yeah,
to stop.
Yeah, Sigma is only warning us that Jar Jar Binks might appear again in the world.
Yeah, I'm a doomsayer. It's fine.
And you can, of course, catch Shamu and I in the voice chat. We're supposed to be talking about Pokemon, but it's just Fate Grand Order. Let's be perfectly honest.
It's true. That is a word of caution. It's it's probably what's happening if you see both of them in there.
And of course, you can get our stuff on all sorts of t-shirts, and you can get a t-shirt of R Sigma chilling with the Cray-Dilly, Whimsicott with a Whimsicott. You can even get a picture. I keep meaning to stress that this thing exists because not enough people own one. It's a t-shirt of Shamu doing a power slide in a tuxedo with an Oricorio.
That
guys,
is
we
a
made
thing.
This thing and no one talks about it. It's incredible.
That is indeed a thing.
So there's all sorts of fun that you can have if you just want to come and hang out with us. I think that's all I have, so I have been Linian.
I have been the fluffiest Whimsicott.
And I've been R Sigma.
And here in wherever we decide to record this, it's closing time.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.